So we've got two totally contrasting ideas. Now today you have got the choice about which one you go for. I suspect I know which one you're going to choose. We shall see. So if you look at the board, I've had a go. So part of your learning is looking at modelled examples and how we can use modelled examples to improve our own work. I'm going to read you mine. As I'm reading it, I want you to think about why is it effective? What kind of previous learning have I applied? If I look at the success criteria today, what parts of that have I achieved in my modelled example? Peace is sacred, but I saw it shattered like a bullet through glass. The land seemed to quake as the rumble of the iron hooves pounded against it. My way of life is fading. The dawn of a new tomorrow is suffocating the stability of a yesterday which I cherished. The stream seems less clear. The grass seems robbed of its vibrancy. But the scariest thing, the thing I will never erase from my mind, was the silence that followed in the wake of the monstrosity. The song of the birds would be forever lost in the plume of grey smoke. Right, really simple question to start with. What perspective have I written from? Caitlin.
Is it the Native American?
Right, it's Native American. I could ask why, but I think we all know why. So what I want you to focus on instead, how have I hit the success criteria? How is that an effective piece of writing? How have I used all my previous skills and applied it in there? Off you go on your tables, talk about it. Right, first thing that we notice, what do you think?
You've written in first person, like,
you've used like a good strong language.
Give me an example of good strong language.
Oh, like
the pieces. The pieces are sacred. Okay, the word sacred, something that's really special.
You use a semicolon to link the sentence because it says the stream seems less clear. The grass seems robbed of its vibrancy. It's kind of talking about similar things.
Yeah, the ideas are really closely connected, aren't they?
And what we did like last week, you know, the dashes and colons.
Yeah. Can anybody remember why I use a colon and how I use a colon? What does a colon do?
Launch an explanation.
To launch the explanation. So what's that colon explaining?
How his life is ready.
Well done. Okay. Anything else that you think is effective? Have I got any variation of tense?
And dashes.
My way of life is failing.
The thing I will never erase in my mind.
Okay, what have we noticed then?
You've empathised with your character, you've worked in first person, you've used figurative language.
Give me an example of the figurative language that I've used. Piece is sacred, but I saw it shattered like a bullet through glass. What example of figurative language is that? Like our bullets. It's a simile, isn't it? Okay. Anything else that you've noticed?
A colon and a semicolon.
Yeah. Can you explain why I've used them?
Because when you've used a colon, is it because the sentences are similar?
That's the semicolon. What does a colon do? Can anybody remember?
Does it do the list sentence?
It can do.
Introduce a new thing.
Introduce something beginning with E. X. An extension.
Explanation.
So, my way of life is fading. I'm explaining that. The dawn of a new tomorrow is suffocating the stability of yesterday. So, change is making his life feel like it's fading.
You've also said that the land seems to quake as the rumble of the iron hooves pounding against it. Like it's a horse, but it's the.
Yeah, so it's metaphorical, isn't it?
Yeah.
Good girl, well done.